produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to my Father's Teachings. My name is Terrence Burton. Before we get into the word for today, let's go before the Father and just really hand this particular broadcast over to Him and see what He has to say to us behind it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory, honor, and praise. I thank you for being my God, for being my King. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that I have to communicate your word to your people. And Father, I don't take this opportunity lightly. It's a privilege to be part of your plan. It's a privilege to have an assignment from you. And so, Father, I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And Father, I appreciate you for your goodness and your kindness in tasking me with this assignment. And so, Father, I thank you that your people will be ready to receive and will receive what the Spirit of God has to say, and that I am yielded to your Spirit, Holy Father. And I thank you for the impartation that will take place by the release of your word today. And it's all to the glory of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And praise God. All right. I'm going to continue talking about what we have been talking about, which is a series on guard your heart, or guarding or protecting your heart. It is coming from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I've already talked about in previous lessons that the word keep can also be translated guard or protect. So he's saying, protect your heart with all diligence, or guard your heart with all diligence. Well, why is that an important task that we need to take on ownership of and embrace? Now, let me say this, that I'm a strong proponent of personal responsibility. Now, here's what I mean. I know that we have a real enemy. I know that the devil is real and that there are some things that he gets involved in. However, he's not as involved in nearly as many things as we give him credit for. Because, and one of the things I want you to really understand as you listen to this lesson is that if we would get a hold of God's word on guarding our heart, then the enemy will have very little success in our lives. So the problem is not our enemy. And I know we want to make the enemy the blame because he's the opponent. But one thing that we need to understand is that it's not wise to blame our opponent for having success over us. Because there are some things that we need to do. There are some things that we need to have in place, some barriers that we need set up, knowing there's an enemy, that if we have these barriers set up, then the enemy becomes irrelevant. Why? Because really what the enemy is doing is he's simply exposing the areas that we haven't covered. And I'm going to explain a little more in detail as we progress through this, as far as what I mean by that. But just know this at this point, that if I work on me, then I don't have to worry about my enemy. It doesn't mean he's not going to show up or whatever, but it means that I don't have to worry about my enemy if I work on me. And it's just simply that. That's just simply the way that it is. And so here, inspired by the Holy Ghost, the writer says, keep or guard your heart with all diligence. And then he tells us why that's important. He says, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, what is your heart? Your heart is your creative center. I want you to understand that. Your heart is your creative center. And just as we kind of looked at, not just kind of, but as we looked at in previous lessons, we talked about different kinds of heart. And we also talked about, and we related that to ground, because basically your heart is just like the ground that seed grow out of. And so you don't blame the enemy if corn doesn't grow. No. Here, when he says guard your heart with all diligence, what he's telling us is that there is a responsibility that we have for the well-being of our own hearts. Because your heart is your creative center. And he says, out of your heart come the issues of life. In other words, what I see on the outside is going to be reflecting what I have allowed on my insides. So the problem, again, is not my adversary. The problem is that I need to evaluate the contents of my heart. I need to evaluate what I'm allowing to have access to my heart. Now, I want you to think I'm going to give you a picture that I want you to think of. I want you to think of your heart as being like a pan, and you're going to bake a cake. And so you've got several ingredients that is going to go into the cake. You've got eggs, you've got butter, you've got flour, you've got milk. You've got all these different things. I'm sure there are some other ingredients that you can add. But let's just use those for now. So you have all these different ingredients that you're going to put into this cake. And so then you put those ingredients in, and then you put the cake in the oven. So over time, as the cake is being heated in the oven, it's growing. In other words, it's getting bigger, and it's going to begin to look more like a cake. It didn't look like a cake when you put it in. It was just a mixture of ingredients. But over time, with the heat being added to the ingredients, then the cake begins to get bigger. It takes on more of a solid form, and it begins to look like what you intended. So watch how this progressed. You had an intention to build a specific kind of cake. I don't know what kind of cake you like. Just pick whatever kind and make that the cake that you use in this analogy. But anyway, you decided on the front end what kind of cake you wanted to bake. So you added ingredients that you knew would produce the cake that you desired. So what am I getting at? We need to think about what kind of life do I really want to produce? And then you don't let just everything into your heart. You begin to screen things. And you look at things, wait a minute, is this conducive for me producing the kind of life that I want to produce? And if it's not going to, and if it's going to go counter to what I intend to produce, then I'm not going to let this be an ingredient in my cake. It's the same thing. He said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. He's saying that your heart is the creative center, that when you put certain things or you allow certain things in your heart, it would produce in your life. Now, somebody might argue, but what about things that you can't control, things that people have done? Great question. I'm glad you asked that question. Not everything that people do has to become, do you have to allow in your heart? And well, how do things get in the heart? Let's look at that. So things get into your heart by what you see, by what you feel, by what you imagine, by what you experience, by what you hear. Those are some of the ways that things get into your heart. Now, when it comes to things that people do that you have no control over. Now, I'm going to be a little bit general here because some things you would have to tweak and handle a little bit differently. But let's say somebody cusses you out. You've got a choice. Am I going to let that sink into my heart by rehearsing it, regurgitating it? Or am I going to keep meditating on what they did? Well, why are you saying that? Because the way that your mind operates is that if you don't think about something over a period of time, your mind, for all intents and purposes, deletes it. In other words, it doesn't carry much weight once you remove attention from it. So the way that things get into your heart is not simply by it happening, but it's by the level of attention that you give to it. There are some people who have been criticized. There are some people who have been ridiculed. There are some people who have had all kinds of things done to them, but they found a way to not allow those things to harbor their attention. And so it's not necessarily the things that happen in your life that keep you from progressing. It's the things that you keep focusing on that may be preventing you from progressing. I hope you really heard that. So we need to limit the attention that we give to things that are not conducive with the cake, so to speak, that we are planning on baking, that we're trying to bake. And so that's a good way to screen it. That if this is something that is not in harmony with the cake that I'm trying to bake, with the life that I'm trying to produce, then I'm going to minimize attention to it. Why? Because I don't want that to be part of my creative mix, so to speak. I don't want that going into the oven and being part of my cake and poisoning me. And that's what has happened to so many people, my friends, is that we have allowed things that have happened in our lives to poison us by us giving attention to it. Because it's not about trying to control what everybody else does. This is where we begin to take ownership of our own lives. Then no, I can't control if somebody does this, that, or the other necessarily, but I can control the amount of thought that I give to what they do. That's where your control is. And so we need to seize power back and say, I am taking control over my own life. I'm not going to be governed by the dictates or by the behaviors of other people. I am going to walk in the place that God has created me to walk. And the way that in the place that I'm going to start is not by trying to control what everybody else is doing, but I'm going to start with myself by protecting my own heart. Notice this. So he says, I hope you got that with the cake analogy. So look at this. He says, keep or guard your heart with all diligence. And in some versions, it says above everything, protect your heart. And I can understand why it would mean above everything that you're protecting to protect your heart. Why? Because he says for out of your heart come the issues of life. In other words, what you put in your heart is going to determine what shows up in my life. So, yes, that is the most important aspect of your life. But see, we get distracted by so many things going on. We've got work. We've got kids. We've got relationships. We have bills. We have all these different things. But we need to prioritize our own heart. Now, somebody will say, that sounds selfish. It is, in a good way. Because if you don't tend to yourself, then how can you tend to your children? How can you tend to your relationships? How can you tend to anything? Because here's what will happen. If you do not tend to yourself, then the day will come where you will no longer be able to tend to your kids, tend to your relationships and what have you. I remember some years ago, there was this woman who shared with me, because she had lost a whole lot of weight. And I asked her what was her motivation. And she said she thought about her kids, that she wanted to be there for her kids. And that was just such a blessing to me. And it's been a long time ago that she shared that testimony with me, but it just came back to me in this moment, thinking about this, is that if I don't take care of my own heart, then everything else in my realm, I have limited my ability to serve those other areas. So we need to really think about that, that protecting me is important. I remember a couple of years ago, I was sharing with a friend of mine because she was talking about how important it was that she protects her son. And I shared with her this. I said, if you're on a plane and they actually teach this and the mask come down, who do you suppose to put the mask on first? Since I'm putting it on my child first. You put it on yourself so that you can help everyone with you. And I know that's so foreign because in our minds, we're thinking you have to do for them first. But if you don't protect yourself, you won't be around to protect your kids. And that was one of the things that I shared with her, is that protecting yourself is important. So don't downplay that. Because if you don't protect yourself, you won't be around to protect your son, is what I shared with her. And so, those are some things that we need to really think about in our lives, because we've been taught, and I understand where certain thought processes have come from, but we have been taught about putting everybody else on the front. And what has happened is it's left us in the back, and then we never get tended to. And we have people who have miserable lives because they never thought about, well, not necessarily that they never thought about, but because they didn't minister to themselves. And see, what I found is that the more I minister to me, the more I allow myself to rest, the more I protect and guard my own heart, then the more I can actually pour into other people. And that's because of the fact that I'm refueling, because as I'm refueling in the presence of God, then it gives me more to put out. But if I'm just busy thinking, if I'm prioritizing putting out to other people over my own intimacy with God, then eventually I'm going to run out. And see, we have a lot of ministries where preachers have killed themselves. See, this is real, where preachers have committed suicide. And what has happened is they're busy trying to pour into everybody else's life, and they need a break. They need time to rest. They need time where they're not ministering to anybody, where they're just bathing in the presence of God, allowing themselves to get refueled. There are times where some of them maybe probably should have been getting some counseling and things like that, so that things didn't get so far. But this is serious business when you're talking about protecting your heart, because again, when you get out of balance, because life is all about balance, when you get out of balance and you do not prioritize taking care of yourself, then the day will come when you will no longer be able to serve or protect those who you say you love. And I'm not questioning your love for them. I'm just saying that if you do not prioritize taking care of yourself, then you will run out of juice and you will no longer be able to protect those you care about. So you have to guard your heart. So part of your love for yourself, part of your love for others, is by you protecting your own heart. Amen. All right. So he says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Then I'll go ahead and read verse 24. It says, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. So here the writer starts getting into some other ground that I believe that's tied to it, because your verbiage also will affect your heart. What am I talking about? Because it's an interesting thing how we are designed, that our heart will impact, our heart will determine the kinds of words we speak, but also the words that we speak also will impact the condition of our own heart. Again, do not forget it. Your heart is the creative center. So I have to protect my heart even from myself. Let me say it again. I have to protect my heart even from me. So it's not about just protecting my heart from other people, because the biggest threat to your heart is you. So you protect your heart by protecting the kind of words that you say. Well, where do we get words from? Oftentimes what's happening is we're simply regurgitating what someone else thinks. We're regurgitating what someone else has said. We're regurgitating what someone else has spoken about. So as we become more purposeful with the words that we choose, then that will also in turn help us protect our hearts, just like you're purposeful when it comes to baking that specific type of cake. In other words, you didn't just throw something together. You decided what kind of cake you wanted in advance, and then you put the ingredients in it that matched it. And so likewise, when it comes to having a life that you really enjoy, a life that glorifies God and that you are happy with and that you're joyful with, it has to be on purpose, where you have decided that I'm protecting my heart by protecting the words that I speak. Now, notice what else he says. Verse 25, it says, let thine eyes look right on and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. In other words, not only am I protecting my heart by protecting the words that I speak, I'm also protecting my heart by monitoring what I'm looking at. Why? Because what you look at has an impact on your perception of things. And so whether you realize it or not, because it can be oh so subtle, some of the things that you're watching on television, some of the things that you're viewing on social media, internet, what have you, those things are having an impact on your heart, which means that ultimately those things are impacting what you issue into your life. Because you're bringing, you're putting these things in your heart through these different avenues. And so you are gathering ingredients together for the cake that you will bake. In other words, let me bring it on home. Your life will be reflective of what you are putting in your heart from social media, the conversations you have at work, the conversations you have at home, the relationships around you, those things that you allow to become part of your heart through attention, in particular through regular attention or through repeat attention. So he says you have to watch what you're saying. You have to watch what you're looking at. And then look at verse 26. He said, ponder the path of your feet, or ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. So, in other words, what he's saying is, you're not making rash decisions. You're really thinking about, what is my next move? You take time to meditate, because another word or understanding of ponder has to do with meditation. So you're thinking through processes. You're thinking about, if I do this, then what is likely to happen? Or what do I know? What do I believe? What do I think is going to happen if I take this step? I'm going to ponder the path of my feet instead of just letting things happen, or things just happen, or just whatever happens, happens kind of an attitude. I'm going to think about my decisions. Why? Because I want my decisions to be precise. I want my decisions to be accurate. Praise God. And so then look at verse 27, and we're going to close with this. He says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So he says, don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Imagine you're driving down the street. Now, you're supposed to be looking ahead, but then you start turning your wheel to the left, then you're risking hitting someone else, or you're risking going into a ditch. Same thing, you're driving on the highway and you turn the wheel to the right, and then you risk either hitting someone over there or driving into the ditch, what have you, because your distraction can be your destruction. Let me say that again. Distractions can be your destruction. And so you need to make sure you're looking ahead, that you're not allowing yourself to be distracted by the things that are going on around you. You stay focused. And look at this. He says, remove thy foot from evil. In other words, if you're involved in some things that are wicked, step away from those things. step away from those things. Why? Because you do not want to ruin your life. Because people who are involved in evil activities, you cannot escape the law of seed time and harvest, that you will reap what you sow. So if you are involved in wickedness, then wickedness is being multiplied in your life and you cannot escape it. Your only escape will be to remove your foot from it. That's your escape. Not praying that God don't let you have a harvest. Remove your foot from it. We have to learn to abandon evil, not pray against consequences. Because that's oftentimes where people's failures are, is that they're praying against consequences instead of abandoning evil. So again, God wants us to guard our heart above all diligence because he knows the value of a protected heart, because he's wanting us to produce good in our lives. And God also knows the way that he has made us to function, and that if we are just letting everything or just letting anything that happens enter our heart, then we'll fail to have a life that glorifies him, and we will also fail to have a life that pleases and blesses us. Until next time, saints, God bless you, and I'll see you later. Praise God.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.